What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Anime Corner Podcast. I'm your host, James. As you can tell, this is a late drop. I usually drop on Tuesdays. I'm recording on a Tuesday. I usually record on Sunday. So what happened was, you will never believe this, but I got sick during summer. I don't hear that a lot, that people getting sick during summer. So I was struggling the past few days and everything. I don't know if you can tell, I'm still a little congested and got an itchy throat, kind of a cough, but not too bad compared to what it was. It would have been a terrible episode if I would have tried to record on Sunday like I usually do. It would have probably sounded worse, but we're here now. We're recording and stuff, but today it's just gonna be a corner talk. It was numbers, this corner talk number 5, I believe. And with these episodes, it's just me chatting about whatever, really. A lot of nerd stuff, probably. Still anime here and there. But just whatever I feel like talking about, just whatever has been going on through the week for me and last week or whatever, or on Twitter or the world, whatever comes to mind, just shoot the shit, basically, and shoot the shit with y'all, you know what I mean? So, but before we get into anything, current watches, and my current watches will probably go into it as well, because I watched Deadpool and Wolverine, and it was highly anticipated, at least for me. I was super excited to go watch that. Actually, really good. I have a few critiques, but it's nothing like super bad. It's just some things that I didn't really enjoy of it. But hey, you know, that's what every movie. You're not gonna enjoy every bit of a movie. Well, yeah, you won't enjoy every bit of a movie. But besides that, I decided to watch Madam Web finally. Yeah. I see why everybody was talking trash about this movie. It was not great. I watched a movie called Players with Gina Rodriguez. Also not a great movie. I have Netflix now again, and I've been watching all these random movies that are on there, and they aren't worth missing for me. I watched 1, 2, 3, 4. So 2 out of 4 were decent, but I don't know, it's just stuff to throw on. I haven't been really feeling like anime as of late, the past 3 days or so. So I wouldn't say as late. Well, I wouldn't say, never mind. Regardless, you know what I mean. I watched Avengers Endgame, slaps every time. I noticed a few things differently this time around that I kind of missed. And there's a few parts in it that I don't really enjoy. I think when I'm trying to think of what scene it was. Oh, the scene where Tony shows back up, and it's spoilers for Endgame. If you haven't seen Endgame, I don't know what to tell you, but when they finally find Tony in space or whatever, and he gets back down to Earth, and he has his little spat with the Captain America. I didn't really enjoy that conversation as much as I did the first time, just because of how y'all both went through this battle with Thanos. So I don't know why you're so mad that Cap wasn't there to help you when Cap was fighting him as well down on Earth. It wasn't like he can just take a spaceship and go to what's called Titan and help you fight up there. It was just weird circumstances that y'all were in different places at the time, and y'all were already mad at each other anyway. So who would have thought y'all would have worked together regardless, you know what I mean? Y'all might have, but y'all would have been arguing at the same time. So it was just that little bit. I was just like, Tony, I feel like you're mad at the wrong person right now, but I disregard. But yeah, I think that's all I've been watching. I still try to get through Delicious Dungeon. I think I got like to episode 17. I have not gone back yet. Like I said, I haven't watched anime in a minute. But yeah, just mainly those movies I've been watching. I'll get into Deadpool Wolverine here in a minute. Just a little bit more. A little bit of spoilers, but not too much. So y'all can still go out and watch it. In anime news, there's not too much. Undead Unluck announced that they have a 1-hour special coming in winter 2025. And winter 2025 is usually around either the close to the end of December or like at the beginning of January. So could be December or late December, maybe beginning January. Just depends. And of course, Sakamoto Days, they announced it for Netflix in January 2025. They dropped a trailer. But really, that's all that's really going on. Solo Leveling, if you're still reading Solo Leveling, they dropped 13 new chapters. Which, I mean, it's about his son, so I don't know how I feel about that yet. I feel like the manhwa by itself was solid. I don't know if they needed a Boruto type of thing, but here we are. Junji Ito's horror manga Uzumaki is getting an anime adaptation in September. I'm super excited for this one because this manga actually like tripped me out when I was reading it. So I'm ready to see that in anime form. I feel like it's gonna be pretty dope. The Rooster Fighting manga, Rooster Fighter, is getting an anime adaptation as well. It's funny just because the manga is just it's just hilarious. I know it's supposed to be like a trope on, or like a different looking at a battle shonen with a rooster and stuff, but it's just, I don't know, it's just funny to me. And of course, I'm recording on the 31st of July, so My Hero should be ending this Sunday, I believe, or Monday. And Oda's gonna draw an illustration for them in One Piece or on their, or My Hero's manga. I can't remember if he was doing it for on One Piece or theirs, but he'll be drawing an illustration for them to close out. I guess this week I'm gonna go ahead and finish up My Hero Academia. And I know I've been like just shitting on My Hero Academia every time I'm on here, but I'm at this point now, so I might as well finish it up. I know if they kind of stumble for me, but it is what it is. I'm gonna finish it. And I'll probably give my thoughts once I get to that. And I know everybody was asking for kind of like Jamie Lee Curtis to be Dr. Kureha in One Piece Season 2, but she will not be doing that. I don't know who they'll be doing it, but I know Jamie Lee Curtis is like this big One Piece fan, but they said, nah, we good. And this is a random piece of news. The Japanese truck drivers are blaming Isekai for giving trucks a bad reputation. So, transportation managers in Shizuoka, Japan, I think that's how you say that, said the logistics industry and truck drivers' reputation is being ruined by anime that uses the common trope of main characters being killed by trucks. An anime genre called Isekai is particularly to blame, they said. These shows see the main character killed in the real world early and transport to a magical location where they embark on a new adventure. Now that's funny. People can't be serious of like blaming real time like truck drivers about Isekai things like, and it's called Truck Coon taking the people out. Ain't no way. It's not that serious, but I just found that funny. Listen, truck drivers, if I have truck driver listeners, hey, it's Isekai. I don't blame y'all. Yeah, I got no parts. These mangakas, they want to write what they write, and it just so happens that everybody gets taken out by a truck coon. It's all right. Hey, no shame to y'all. Appreciate y'all. Y'all bringing us everything we need, groceries to clothes and everything, all the above. So y'all let these people live. They just driving. That's it. They ain't gonna send you to East Car World. Leave them be. But anyway. Oh, Ranma 1.5 is getting a remake by Studio MAPPA. I feel like I've said this before already, or maybe I was talking to one of my friends. I can't remember. But they're getting a remake by Studio MAPPA that'll air on October 5th. Now, I don't know if I mentioned this. I might have mentioned it at the beginning of the pod, but I was running through the old Ranma 1.5. Well, what'd you call it? Ranma and a half? Or Ranma 1.5? I feel like it's Ranma and a half. I don't know. Anyway. And I really enjoyed it. It's just, super long because it was an old show. So it has like 300 episodes. And I struggle with long term episodes at this point. But I'm going to get through it just before this new one comes out. So I just got to keep trucking. If I can watch Naruto's, what is it? 400 episodes, maybe less. I can't remember. Without the fillers, I can do it. I just gotta set my mind to it. But anywho, let's talk about Deadpool Wolverine. So, really solid movie. Love the cameos. I'm not gonna ruin the cameos. If y'all haven't seen it, go watch it. But my little critiques on it, nothing super big. But this is a slight spoiler. So if you, well, it doesn't. It won't ruin the movie for you. It's not like a big plot point or anything like that. But this conversation Deadpool's having with the villain, and of course Wolverine's there, and then other characters there, which I'm not gonna ruin it. It's a cameo, so. And they're talking, but at this point, Deadpool keeps talking over that character, and arguing it with the what's her name, Cassandra Nova, the villain, and everything. And that's not a spoiler because it's in the trailers, but they're talking over each other, And I found it like just slightly annoying. And I feel like Deadpool is slightly a little bit more over the top this time around with his jokes and everything. And it could just be me. And I know it's a Deadpool thing. Like I said, it could just be me as well. But I found him kind of just a little bit too much at times. In certain scenes, I was like, I feel like he should have dialed it back a bit. But I need to rewatch it again. And it could have just been like that. That first time watching, I just had to go back and check it out one more time and see. But from what I remember and everything, I feel like he was just speaking a little too much at times, especially like in serious scenes and scenes with these other characters, these cameos and stuff. But other than that, everything was solid. The fights were solid. His interactions with these other cameo characters as well were solid, besides like what I just mentioned. And I mean, solid movie. I mean, it wasn't like a setup to anything else or anything. It's just a really great just romp of Deadpool and Wolverine. Basically just almost like a road trip. But I think I give it an 8 out of 10. Yeah, 8 out of 10 for me. Again, I need to rewatch it again. And it might get higher, it might get lower, I don't know. But as of right now, it's 8 out of 10 for me. I think my second favorite Deadpool, I think it goes Deadpool 2 for me, and then Deadpool Wolverine, and then Deadpool 1, I think. And don't attack me for these rankings, but that's just how I enjoy these movies. But y'all need to go watch it. It's a fun ride, and just the cameos alone to just make it that 10 times better, which is people you wouldn't expect to show up when they show up. But anyway, moving on. I don't know if y'all keep up with the Olympics, but I've been watching the Olympics, and there's this one Korean participant, and she's been trending on Twitter and stuff, and she has like just, as the kids say, the aura. That she has aura, but she's clean. Like I think she won gold and everything, but the way she like exudes like just confidence and just how she carries herself. I can't remember her name for the life of me right now, but I follow her on Twitter now, but because she's just so happy for like how people are just hyping her up and everything like that. And y'all need to go watch it. I think it was the 25 meter. Shooting range or something like that. It's some type of shooting thing. I used to be watching random sports when the Olympics come on, and that was one of them. And she's dope. I mean, she's super dope. I need to check her out. And of course, the U.S. won gymnastics, like as a team overall, per usual. And Simone Biles has stuff to say about Michaela Skinner. So I don't know if y'all know, but Michaela Skinner, I don't know if it was last year or a few years ago, I can't remember exactly, but she was throwing shade at the gymnast of team for this year, saying that they kind of lazy, they don't work hard. And she said, well, besides Simone Biles, I don't think this team is as great as other teams, like past teams have been. So they go in, they won gold. And Simone Biles goes on Instagram, posts the pictures talking about lazy. Let me get the quote real quick. But just throwing shade, just because like you can't just say that to, especially like just your people that you've actually like worked out with and stuff like that. And she got silver way back when. I can't remember when she participated, but she's participated with Simone Biles. But you say that to her and to the team as like a whole, saying that they're not that great and they're gonna win gold regardless, just because what's it called? It's just Team USA, which doesn't make any sense if you think they don't have any, like they're not as great as past US teams. I don't know why you would say that, but I feel like it was just a solid one for them just to really just shove it in her face, just cause. And the quote was, lack of talent, lazy Olympic champions. Just really throwing shade at her, just because why even say that about them? I get it, like it sounded just real haterish to me. That's what it sounded like. And I feel like if you're in that space and you're a gymnast and stuff, I feel like you should be uplifting your fellow athletes and stuff, just because you've been there, you've been at that stage, like you've participated in these Olympics before, and then just to shut that down, to make it feel like they're not as great as when you were there. You won silver, they won gold. Like I don't know, it was just weird. So glad for them, happy for them. And I forget the swimmer's name. One of the American swimmers, she just won, but like 17 seconds, like left everyone behind. And I feel like she's not gonna have any challenge. I mean, I feel like she's just chasing her own records at this point, because she's just that good. And I'm sorry if I'm talking about sports a lot. It's just, I've been watching the Olympics a lot, and that's just what's been going on. But y'all need to check her out. And then, of course, go check out the shooting range ones. Well, these are all like old matches, so you can just go back and read the replays and stuff to check them out. But anyway, and then of course the U.S. basketball team I follow. So far they've just been dominating, so you know, U.S. basketball. And I say that, but they be messing around sometimes too much, and they'll, you know, kind of have some competition, and then they'll finally actually play and pick it up. But I'm not too worried about them. But I just like watching them just because it's Steph Curry, LeBron, KD. Who else on the team? Bam, Jason Tatum. Just a whole bunch of just really great players that actually went to go play and participate in the Olympics this year. So it's dope to see. But anyway, transition out of the Olympics. Have y'all been watching House and Dragon? I know I mention it every time I'm on the pod, so I just wonder if I'm the only one watching it. Who knows? But it's been good for the most part. But these last, I want to say maybe 2 or 3 episodes, I don't know how I feel about it. It's just, I feel like they've wandered off from the source material so much, and the changes that they've made, I don't really like as much as what I've read in the book. And I get it, like you have to change certain things in the book so it'll make sense on screen. I get that, but some of the things that they've changed, I mean, I feel like it could have been left in and it would have been fine. Like they've taken out characters that are important, inserted characters that are not as important, or just assumed the role of the character that was in the book, and they're playing like two characters in one. It's just, I don't know. And I was reading the writing on the wall. People on Twitter the book readers, I should say, were saying like they weren't impressed with the writing and they weren't really vibing with the show. And I was like, well, I feel like it's doing fine. And this is before I finished the book, so I was still reading while the show was going on. And then I think episode 3 or 4, I finally finished it. Maybe a little early, maybe 2. I'm not too sure of season 2. And then I started seeing what they were talking about, and I was like, well, maybe they'll be okay down the line. And because like the first 3 or 4 episodes, it was cool. Nothing really changed as much. But now in the back half, especially with spoilers for House of Dragon, I mean, this, that's like the early episodes, but regardless, this hair and all thing with Damon, I get maybe 1 or 2 episodes, but it's been like the whole season almost, and I feel like they just sidelined him. And it's not like that at all in the book. And I know book readers, it doesn't always have to be the same, but man, it's just, I feel like Damon's such an important character, and they throw him in this just drug hallucinations in this old Harrenhal place with these weird people and this witch that's just playing mind games with him. And yeah, I'm just not vibing with it at all. And the way they're doing with the dragons and stuff, not feeling that either. I'm not gonna get too much into it, because I don't know if y'all watched all of it, or if y'all are still trying to catch up, or if y'all gonna binge it all. So I'm not gonna mention it, but when you see these dragons and how things happen, it's called the dragon seeding in the book. So just be prepared for that when you get to the end part. And then maybe, like, I'll talk about it probably again after the season's over, because I think the last episode's coming out on Sunday. But the way they've done this is just not how I envisioned it, you know what I mean? And I know, headcanon, it is what it is, but it just sounded way, just a little bit better. Nah, way better in the book than what it is on screen right now. And then the dragons choosing people and stuff, that's not how it goes. That's not how it works. And I don't know. It feels like Game of Thrones season 7 and 8 all over again. That's what it feels like. And from what I'm hearing, because the last episode, episode 8, I guess somehow got leaked online. And from what I'm hearing, I'm not going to like this last episode either. And it's pretty disappointing. I thought they would have maybe learned from their mistakes. I mean, the whole book is there. So I don't understand why they ventured away from it so much in these last few episodes. But I don't know. And I know it's just my little rant with House of Dragons. Like I said, at the beginning of this podcast, first episode, I'm a nerd for a lot of things. So Westeros, House of Dragon, Game of Thrones, all the whole shebang, I'm a big nerd for that as well. So it's just disappointing when you see that in something that you really like and enjoy, especially with what you know is supposed to be happening, but it's not going that way at all. So yeah, that's my little House of Dragon rant. And they're trying to push this for 4 seasons. The book is not even, I mean, well, not the book, but the Dance of Dragons is not even that long in the book. I want to say it's like 4 chapters. And those 4 chapters, I don't think, can stretch out to 4 seasons. And that's why they might be going this different route and everything to make it last 4 seasons. But I don't think it's needed. The most, maybe 3. Well, there's going to be 3 now, just because of the way everything's set up in these last few episodes. So, yeah. Anywho, that's enough of that. Let's talk about some anime. So, my cousin, he's a big anime fan too. He'll probably be on this podcast one of these days once he has time to spare and converse with me. But he's been sending me like videos and stuff on TikTok, and it's just a whole bunch of people like at these cons and everything, and they're getting their hot takes off. And one of the hot takes was that Hunter x Hunter was mid. And from what he said, that they only had 3 good arcs, I believe. He said Chimera Ant arc, York New City, and Heaven's Arena. And I don't agree with that at all. I mean, I feel like Hunter x Hunter is like good all the way through. And for me, the first time I watched it, I thought what is it called? Greed Island was mid, but at that time I haven't did my foot into Isekai yet. So once I got into Isekai, and then I ran back and watched Hunter x Hunter again and got to that part, it was good. But that's just me. But I don't know if y'all would agree with it or not, but I don't think Hunter x Hunter is mid. I think it's like top 10. I forgot what I put it. I think it's in my top 5 if I remember correctly. Like, my top 5 always changes, so I don't remember what I said on the first episode. But I don't know, it's just, and I hear a lot of people just always try to dump on Hunter x Hunter, I guess because it's not finished. But I mean, he's trying. The new chapter is dropping in September. Of course the anime is not going to come back, at least not anytime soon. So I feel like it's just an easy way to, like, low hanging fruit just to dump on it all the time, just because of how it's been going for Togashi and everything, which is, it's not fair, but I get it. You know, most people want something that's finished so they can, you know, rate it from top to bottom. But you've got, what, 5 or 6 arcs there. And then, I mean, what's going on in the manga as well. Yeah, top 5, number 4 for me. So to say that it's like mid just because he wasn't vibing with some of the arcs, and okay, I can get you don't vibe with it, but I don't know, it's just hard for me to believe that you didn't like what was put on screen. And it's just me being biased probably, but hey, if you're Hunter x Hunter fans, let me know, hit me up on IG and tell me how you feel. But do you feel like it's mid, or do you feel like I am and think it's like a top 10 anime, or I'm just tripping? maybe that. Maybe I should say a top 10 shonen. Maybe I should say that. I don't know. But I don't know. It's one of my favorite shows, favorite anime. And I didn't see any problems with it. And again, like I said, with the first time I watched it, I wasn't hip to, what's it called, isekais. And Greed Island wasn't that great for me. But circling back and watching it, yeah, it didn't have a down arc for me. Well, let me say the Carmen arc was a little long. I will say that. That was a little long. I think it could have been maybe half of that, maybe, but it is what it is. And that's not even my favorite arc. My favorite arc is York New City. And that's just because I like the gang stuff. They're not gangs, but mafia and what's it called? The spiders and stuff. I like that storyline, but it is what it is. And then another one that he sent me, I forgot who it was, but I think that someone had asked him what was the worst shows in 2024 so far. And they said Solo Leveling, Windbreaker, and then Demon Slayer. And I thought everyone was on the Windbreaker bandwagon. I thought everybody was loving Windbreaker and Solo Leveling. This was the first time I ever heard anybody saying that the worst of 2024 at that. I was shocked. And then Demons, besides me like talking a little bit down to it, but I would say the worst of 2024 either though. That blew my mind. But I thought everyone was saying Windbreaker was the better Tokyo Revengers or whatever, even though there's no like time travel or nothing, but it's a delinquent show. And then Solo Leveling, everyone was on Solo Leveling loving it, so I was confused by this. And then of course Demon Slayer, everyone loved Muzan with his 20-minute walk into, what's it called, I always forget his name, Yubitsky? No, that's not right, that ain't it. But anyway, the Demon Slayer leader's lair. So I don't know, it just blew my mind when he sent me that video. And I wish I remember who was saying this. I would look it up, but if I open my phone, it's going to make too much noise. But Windbreaker was good for me. Solo Leveling, I have read it already, but from what they put out on screen, it set up some big stuff, and it was still solid. Demon Slayer, I wouldn't say it's the worst of 2024, but it wasn't the best Demon Slayer season, but it still had really good moments. If you want to talk about worst shows and stuff like that in 2024, I feel like there's deeper stuff in the well that you can pull from than Demon Slayer. I feel like that's just something popular that you can just throw out there. I don't know. And no shade to them either. It's just, I was just thrown aback with the response. I was like, oh, that's crazy. But hey, to each their own. Everyone's enjoys things differently. And y'all heard me on this pod too. I was saying that this season of Demon Slayer could have probably been on the back end of the Sword Village arc, and we'd have been cool. We could have went into the three movies, but I don't know. I just don't think it needed another season. I think it could have just. So what was that? The Sword Village arc, 11 episodes, and this one was 8. So 20 episodes you can add cut the first episode, instead of making it 40 minutes, and then just make it even 20 if you wanted to, and then, you know, leave that 40 minute episode at the back end on the last episode with Muzan and everything. I think that would have worked. Just Sword Village arc, going into the Hashira training, going through all that, and then we get the big showdown, and then the castle blowing up, and go from there, and then we're into the three movies. But you know, it's all a business. You gotta make that money. So, and I've said this on the Demon Slayer episode, so I don't know why I'm repeating myself, but anyway. And Windbreaker, you gotta give that a chance. I thought that one was really solid. I thought that was really good. I'm a Tokyo Revengers fan, but Windbreaker slapped. Okay, nobody say it slapped. And then Solo Leveling, it's just, I feel like it's more of a send up for Jin Woo to get more powerful, because what did it end with him fighting, what's his name? The Knight, I believe. I forget what the knight's name is. I read that so long ago, because I didn't watch Solo Leveling. I just read it, and then I've seen clips of it. But I may go back and watch it just to give him a better take on it. But, you know, I be wishy-washy with anime sometimes, so I digress. Anyway, for me though, I'm gonna go with, so far, with the best anime of 2020. Well, not best. Well, yeah. Let's say the best. I'm gonna say five anime for 2024 for me so far. And this is just what I finished. So if one of your shows is on here, it's just, I might not have seen it yet. So let me go to my mail real quick and see what I've got. Let's see. Okay. So Kaiju number 8 for sure. Let's see. Oh, I forgot to watch this. So I'll put, and I, again, this is just from what I watched. Hokkaido gals are super adorable. That's 2. Would you count Free Run? No, I'm not going to count Free Run because it was like a 2 core. Let's see. The Unwanted Undead Adventure. That's 3. Mashoko Tensei was also 2 cores. So I don't know if I should count that. Well, actually, Free Run was not 2 cores. It just kept on going through into the winter season, into spring. Yeah, I'll count part 2 of Mashoko Tensei. So that's 4. And then between Newgate and Demon Slayer. Yeah, I'll give it to Demon Slayer. As you can see, I haven't watched a lot in 2024. Oh, dang. Wind it back. I'm sorry. Take out Demon Slayer and put in Windbreaker. That's my fault. And I was just talking about it. That's my bad. Goodness gracious. But yeah, so those are my 5 best shows of 2024 so far. And again, this is all I've watched. I've been going back and watching like old shows and everything. Yeah, I heard the review. I watched the Street Fighter movie. Hina Matsuri. And what is this other show? And this is my girl got me to watch this show. And I guess I missed this from summer 2023, but My Happy Marriage. I watched that a few weeks ago too. I don't know if I mentioned it on the pod or not, but I actually pretty saw the show. I don't know how I missed that one, but that's what I've watched. Well, let me see what the last thing I've watched. Let's see. Oh, wait, I'm tripping. I forgot how to work my mouth. Boom. There it is. All right. Completed. So the Newgate was the last thing I watched. And then before that, so I've been watching a whole bunch of other stuff. I watched Undead Girl Murder Farce, Barakamon. What is this show? Oh, A Return's Magic should be special. I'm telling you guys, I'll be on this fantasy, dumb isekai, that trash anime. I just like watching anime sometimes and just turn my brain off. Throw me some magic. Throw me Truck Coon taking somebody out and then getting thrown into a new world. Give me that and I eat it up. It don't even matter if it's the vending machine trapped in a sword, trapped in goo, air fryer. It don't matter to me. If you get hit by Truck Coon, go to isekai, or if you're already in a fantasy world, I'm gonna eat it up and I'm gonna watch it. It could be the most trash show ever, but I'm gonna check it out regardless, and that's a problem. But hey, it is what it is. I just like to watch just brain rot shows sometimes. But then I will throw in a Kaiju number 8 or Free Ren just because I've been reading those mangas for the longest time, so I gotta check it out. So I don't know, it is what it is, I guess. And then JJK as well. I forgot about JJK. JJK has been kind of on and off for me as of late. And I say JJK as the manga. So I was just looking at my mouth and it just reminded me of this that I was thinking about earlier. So the manga, it's been good. But the last, I want to say maybe 3 or 4 chapters, it's been kind of just like hit or miss. There's a lot of different things that are happening, a lot of like complex different power systems that are getting thrown into it, and people switching bodies, because Kenjaku can switch bodies and stuff, but I'm not gonna say who or what, because I know if you're anime only, I'm not gonna say what happens where. But I don't know where it's going, if that makes sense. Just like My Hero, well, not just like My Hero, but in that same sphere where My Hero lost me, JJK is like kind of leaning that way towards that for me as well. and which in the manga they're in the last arc already, and My Hero lost me in like season 3, maybe 4, and they still have what is season 7 now, so they lost me earlier and they were still like, you know, doing UA stuff and everything. And here with JJK, it's not as long. We're in the last arc. It's just a whole bunch of just different people jumping into these situations that I don't know if I feel that are necessary. And I feel like it might be getting a little bit dragged out. And I read the last chapter. What chapter was that? 244 that I just read? I want to say it was 244. I literally just read it before I started recording. Oh my goodness. Because I think 245 comes out this Sunday. And along with My Hero's last chapter. Oh, I'm tripping. Not 244. 264. Excuse me. So 265 comes out on Sunday. So this last chapter, just that I read, this is where it's got my interest again. Because something major happened with one of the major characters. And I'm like, okay, cool. Something is moving and shaking. But you know, these what's it called? Scan readers. I already read chapter 265 and I've already seen a few spoilers and stuff, and I'm like, okay, so they're about to lose me again. Just like in chapter 263, there's this situation that happens with what's his name? Now, I'm not gonna say what happens, but I'm just gonna say his name, Yuta. And I'm like, alright, this is not what I'm wanting from this manga. Then you bring me back in 264 when you, like that meme, I think I'm done, they reel me back in every time. And but from 265 it looks like they might lose me again. But like I said with My Hero, I'm gonna keep reading it. Well, My Hero, I took a break a long time ago. I was just waiting for it to wrap up so I can read it, and it's wrapping up on Sunday. So I've been reading, and I think, what chapter am I on now? I'm on 387. And the last chapter comes out, and it's 430 is the last chapter. So I got 43 chapters to go. And I'll knock that out this week. I may give y'all a manga blitz for that. But I digress. Anyway, JJK, I don't know. I still love it. And don't get me wrong, big JJK fan. But it's just things like, you know, dragging out manga, dragging out fights. It's just not what I like in manga. And you can knock that out easily in anime form. Well, occasionally you can. I say that and think about the Frieza fight from Dragon Ball Z, and that lasted 3500 episodes. But I feel like this JJK fight might do the same thing in anime form, even though I think it can be wrapped up pretty quick. But we'll see whenever it gets animated. So I'm not losing complete faith in it yet, but it's just we're on the brink of like, let me just take a break and let JJK wrap up, and then I'll go back and just binge it. And I don't want that to happen. I want to read it week to week, because I mean, I want to see the spoilers on Twitter day in and day out. It doesn't matter. And I'd rather not see spoilers, but that's just the world we live in right now. But I would rather see that spoiler than go read Sunday. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to read the scanlations. I'll just wait for the chapter to drop on Shonen Jump and whatever. But anyway, enough of JJK. What else am I been like looking at? Chainsaw Man. Oh, I'm behind two chapters on Chainsaw Man. But the last chapter I read on chapter 170, things are heating up. And I know, I remember I said this a few episodes ago. It might have been on a manga blitz that I was kind of lost on where Chainsaw Man was going, and we're here now. I see where we're going. I see the vision. I'm sorry I ever doubted you, Fujimoto. That's my bad. I was just kind of concerned a little bit, because like I said about these other two manga, they're kind of like wishy-washy at times. But I'm sorry that I ever doubted you. But hey, things are heating up. Yeah, I'm definitely going to do a manga blitz episode, because I don't want to ruin it on the main channel episode. Because if it's just anime only is on here that listen to this, I don't want to catch out with the manga spoilers. So if y'all see the manga blitz, y'all can avoid spoilers that way. But yeah, Chainsaw Man's picking up. really enjoying that so far. I need to get back on, and I've completely struggled with saying this manga's name. The Don? It's not The Don. It's The Don Don? The Don Don? I need to catch back up, because I was reading this one day one when it was coming out, and then I kind of fell off because I have Shonen Jump and Manga Plus, but Manga Plus updated their app where it's like a paywall now, but before it was just read free. But I believe it's because they have this writer's corner thing for other creators that write their own manga to upload it and stuff, and I think it's just because they've added that to the app that you kind of have to, you know, pay for it now. And this happened maybe, I want to say it happened this year or end of last year, but they'll let you read it up to a few chapters or whatever you're reading, but after that, you know, you have to pay whatever. But some manga on here are free as well, but it really just depends on what you're reading. If it's like the super popular stuff, you're gonna have to pay for it. You're gonna have to give you, I think it's like, what, $2, $3? If I remember correctly. I could be completely wrong. I just going off of what Shonen Jump does. It's like $2.99. But yeah, Da Don, however you say that word, this is getting their anime adaptation as well. And I need to catch up. I need to reread just so I can remember exactly what happens. All I remember, and I'm sure it was in the trailer, about this grandma, and that's all I can remember right now. Another one that I hope gets an anime adaptation is Kindergarten Wars. This manga is hilarious. It reminds me a lot of what is his name? One Punch Man. But the premise is it's this whole bunch of assassins, and well, they're not assassins, but they've done that type of work. They've protected people, gotten in trouble with, you know, robberies, or they're thieves, all kinds of just random stuff. But this one girl, she's an assassin, and they're all working at this kindergarten, and this kindergarten is like high level children's so these high level people's children that they have to protect, and you know, other assassins are gonna come try like get ransom and try to take these kids so they can, you know, ransom them out to their parents. So these people, they protect these kindergartners, and these kindergartners like don't see any of this stuff happening when they're fighting or killing people and stuff. But this girl, the assassin, she's trying to find a boyfriend and stuff, but she's just so nonchalant, kind of like Saitama, and she's just like a killer though. And the first few chapters, she's falling in love with whoever's trying to come in and like kidnap or assassinate these kids, and she just starts questioning them, just, and they're losing the battle, but they take off their helmet or mask or whatever. She's like, oh, they're so beautiful and everything, and she starts questioning them about dating, and they're like, oh, I can take advantage of her, and they'll slip up with whatever question that she asks them, like something she doesn't like, and she'll just kill him. And I know it doesn't sound funny from what I'm saying, but yeah, check out this manga. It is freaking hilarious. It's one of my favorite manga right now. I really hope it gets an anime adaptation pretty soon, which from seeing from Sakamoto Days, I think it will. It might not be this year, but I'm assuming probably maybe end of 2025, hopefully, or so, but it's hilarious. But anyway, I need to also catch up on Oshinoko. It's funny because when this manga first dropped, I read the first chapter and dropped it after that, because I thought it was just, I don't even know if I finished the whole chapter, to be honest. But I was like, I don't want to read an idol show manga. Like, I can watch an idol show because, you know, there's the music and stuff, but reading it, I was like, nah, I'm cool on that, and dropped it. And then the anime got announced and everything that came out. And then I watched it. I was like, oh, this is completely different one than what I thought it was going to be. So I jumped back into it. And man, it's crazy. Another dope manga that I really enjoy. And season 2 is out right now, I believe. And I need to get on that too. I've been slacking with my seasonals this time around. And I've been sick, still a little sick. I'm hoping this recording doesn't sound super nasally to y'all. So I apologize, but got the summer sickness for some reason. But being sick, I've been working a lot more, so I've been super busy, and
I'm gonna catch up to the summer seasonals. I gotta keep y'all updated, but right now I'm on the struggle bus, but I will get back on it. But Oshinoko, solid. The Elusive Samurai is another one that I need to watch. I've always seen this manga on Shonen Jump, but it never occurred to me to even read a chapter. I always just looked at it and said, this looks kind of dope, but just never picked it up. And I've seen clips of it on Twitter and everything. I'm like, oh, I've been slacking. I should have picked this up when it first dropped. And man, sorry Elusive Samurai, I wasn't familiar with the game, but I will be getting on that as well. I'll probably watch the first few episodes first and then get on the manga. But as y'all can tell, I've been more heavy on manga just because it's easier for me to consume, because it's just on my phone and my phone's with me all the time and I can get through chapters quickly, besides then rather than watching an episode, you know what I mean? With 30 minutes, what, 20, not 30 minutes, like maybe 20, 25 minutes an episode, 20, 25 minutes, I can read like 6-7 chapters. So, but I still love watching anime though, but manga's just easier for me, especially when I'm at work. I can't really watch anything at work, but I can just scroll, read at work. So, yeah. But anywho, I think that's going to be it for me, guys. I thought this is going to be a struggle episode. And I'm also struggling to breathe a little bit, so apologize. But I've already got close to, what is this, 52 minutes, 53? Maybe? I don't know. We'll see when I try to edit it. But yeah, this has been Anime Corner Pod. Again, I'm sorry this is a late episode. I hate that I've been sick. It's so random that I got sick in summer. It makes me mad. Quick story. So I don't know what happened, but I'm pretty sure the person next to me when I was watching Deadpool Wolverine was just sick, because I wasn't paying attention because I was into the movie. But if I remember correctly, in my ear I heard a lot of coughing, but I was just ignoring it because I was sucked into the movie and, you know, went about my day and stuff. And then I golfed. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this at the beginning of the episode, but when I was golfing, I was cool the whole way around. And then I want to say it was like hole 16 and 17. I didn't even go in, what's it called, putt or nothing. I hit my driver and I went to get the ball and stuff. And I was like, I don't know how to feel right. So I just picked up my ball and I said, I'm just not going to play these two holes until I play the last one. And then we went to eat and stuff. And I felt decent after that. After I ate, went home, showered and stuff, fell asleep, woke up, that was it. I was struggling and had to met up because I got things to do and I was going to record that day. That didn't happen. I was like, I can do it on Sunday when I usually record. I just wanted to knock it out early on Saturday, but got up on Sunday, said nah, this I can't do this today. So I was like, maybe Monday, because I was just taking NyQuil and stuff, trying to get at least like a little bit to where I could breathe and trying to cut down on the chills and fever that I had. Monday, no go. So maybe Tuesday, I could post it late Tuesday, no go. So here we are. I already know what day we are now. But again, I apologize. And hopefully we're back right back on schedule next week. No problems or anything. So thank y'all for always tuning in, and I thank y'all for just sticking with me, man. I know I'd be on a schedule and then I'll fall off for a second because something in my life happens, sickness or busy things or whatever. But thank y'all for sticking with me. I appreciate it so much, and thank y'all for always listening. You can follow me on Instagram, my TikTok, Anime Corner Pod. Just keep sharing the pod, just keep growing this podcast. Share, and I appreciate y'all again so much. I just record, I feel like I'll be talking in the void, but then I remember I'm talking to y'all. So keep tuning in. Bring me back to recording. This is the only reason I come to record, so I can talk and y'all can hear me. I wish y'all could talk back to me, but as of right now, it's just me to y'all. So, but if y'all have any questions or anything like that, or if y'all have something that I said on the pod that you would like to discuss, again, you can hit me up on IG or on my TikTok. And again, it's Anime Corner Pod. So if y'all have any questions or have something you want me to talk about on the pod, just let me know. And I'll see what I can do with my scheduling and everything. And if y'all have a show that you want me to watch, throw that in there as well. I will watch it. Don't care if it's trash, or I'll watch it. I'll be watching these trash isekai, so I will dip into it. But anyway, thank y'all again. I'll catch y'all next week. Peace.